My name is Jutta Taylor, J-U-T-T-A, 89. I was born in Lüneburg, north of Germany, and I came to England in 1957, and I like it here very much.
So does that mean you had wartime in Germany?
Yeah, we had to, you know, get up early and stood in a line for food. My hometown was made for England, for English family to live. Even I didn't speak the English, but it was all very good. I learned it with the children, from children, most of it. When the war ended, from until 57, I used to work mostly for English family. So I had to find somebody to get a passport, identity, to stay here in England. Because of my parents, my mother worked from morning till night, so therefore she couldn't give a helping hand with the school, with the schoolwork. Oh, I would like to be a midwife because I love children, but it didn't work out that way. I had a very happy childhood. I was more interested in playing outside than doing schoolwork, unfortunately. I had all my life, you know, working with families and so on. I wasn't really interested in learning. But when I came here and had my first job, I started to go to evening classes to learn English more. But I had to work, obviously, so therefore I had a job as a cook at the time. And I met nice people, nice friends, German people as well. It was lovely. I didn't want to go back home again somehow. I like it here. At the beginning, obviously, I was homesick, but it soon passed away. I was very, very, very surprised when I saw so many chimneys in my life. Chimneys everywhere. I said, my God, at home you don't see so many. Yes, I met my husband in the pub of all places, and he died in 1970 in a paraffin stove. Got burned. I got one son, and I had to make up my mind to stay here in England or go back home again. But if I would have gone back home to Lüneburg, then I had to find a job, and my mother had to look after my son, and that would have been very difficult. And the schooling for him as well, because, you know, I wouldn't know how the school works at home. It seems like here, but somehow different, because the school is from morning at 10 o'clock till lunchtime, and you had to take all your homework home with you or do it at home. So therefore, I couldn't help my son to do that. So I decided to stay here in England. Somebody give me a table, somebody give me some chairs. I wish I could write. I would write a book, but all the life I had, I had a relationship, but they both died. In 7 years, I was together with somebody, and he was very good, but he used to live in London and worked in London and came to see us at weekends. I was stronger that way, somehow, to make it stand on my own 2 feet, if possible. Even I was in a war, my mum and dad was never much around, but I was very happy. I was only married 4 years, but there we are. I've got a grandson. I haven't seen him for 5 years. My son was married, and now there's a divorce, so there we are. I would love to see him. You can't force a child. Maybe I might see him soon. He got my telephone number, but there we are. Keep smiling to say, you know, you can do it, you can do it. And you must do, start trying. Don't ever say, I can't.